Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 10, 2024, the fourth Sunday of Lent. It is taken from John chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. God sent his Son to be the light of the world, so that anybody who faces the light is justified. He is saved. But anyone who turns his back on the light faces darkness, and by virtue of that, he already condemns himself. The Father sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save. Are there really people who will turn back on the light and instead face darkness? The Gospel today says yes. There are people who prefer darkness to light. Why? Because their works are evil. Anyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. This has always kept us wondering why. Why face darkness when the option for the light is better and clearer? Well, reality tells us so. And also, the presence of evil in the world affirms us so. And even if we personally look into ourselves, we will discover and admit that many times we have faced the darkness instead of the light. Many times we have preferred the easy but deceiving evil rather than the truth and the good, which is why the 40-day season of Lent is a big help for each one of us, for Christians, because these are the times to face our realities, to face many times that we have preferred evil, darkness, and death. And all it takes is to humbly accept them and then go through the itinerary of conversion that follows the Paschal mystery of Jesus, the suffering and death of Jesus himself, so that on the third day we will rise with him to light, to the truth, and to life itself.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.